Whack Matters is brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial where you can test out Audible's awesome audiobook monthly subscription service. Make sure to go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters. Thank you for listening to the Whack Matters Channel Zero No End House commentary. Just as a note, in case you missed it, this is going to be a commentary track where we watch the show and comment along with it. It's meant to be watched with the show. If you're not able to watch the show right now but would still like to hear us talk about it, there's a podcast. If you go to whackmatters.com, we have a separate podcast that's just us talking about the show with a synopsis of it, so you can keep up with it even if you're not able to watch the show. If you would like to watch the show with us, you can purchase it for about $10 on Amazon if you want to stream it from Amazon. Also, it's available from the Shudder streaming service. There's a 7-day free trial on that guy, or also you could subscribe to it if you want. They do not sponsor us. That's just something that if you would like to watch the show, those are some possible ways for you to do it. Once again, this is a commentary track meant to be watched along with the show so you can hear both that's happening. It's not meant to be listened to by itself. If you would like to watch this show with us, then you're going to want to sync it along to us. And that means that we're going to have to start the show at the same time. And we're going to do a sync right now. If you are queued up at 0 seconds, we're going to be hitting play in 3, 2, 1, go.
Sci-fi. Original. Original gangsters.
I'm an actor.
I'm barely hearing it. There we go. Did he just punch her in the stomach? No.
Did he go full Al Simmons and hit her in the stomach?
Yeah, I'm gonna stab this guy and still get my throat ripped out.
It was a good plan.
I mean, yeah. He executed.
He just didn't train with MacGruber long enough.
Hey, remember, he got out.
Right.
Wait, we're watching Get Out?
Get out right now. The end. She's high again.
Just look at that riveting acting. The scene-chewing acting.
The engine is working in this car.
But not in this show.
How long do you think they were? Why is she? How long do you think they were gone?
I don't know. I think we should have been doing a running counter of how long it took them to say anything in all of these episodes.
That could be a supercut.
of just silence from Channel Zero.
Yeah, that would be most of the show. So
no.
Well, let's see. Some of our friends are dead, so probably.
I think we should give the show props because she directly answered a question that was spoken to her. And they usually don't do anything like that in the show.
Episode 5, first. Huh?
Her family, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought she was talking about her drug dealer.
No, her mom does the drugs, guys. Remember?
Well, that's how it starts.
Who's recreational?
This blonde kid. Oh. Hi. Hey.
Okay, that's wrong. They would both turn tail and run.
Hi.
Including the dog.
I don't know about that.
What, is he just in a weeping willow chilling? New one.
Uh-oh. I think this guy ends up in a bad way.
I think he stealthed away.
Shouldn't he be wearing a raincoat?
Why?
It was a reference to a movie I'm sure we haven't seen. Did you get it, Matt?
No.
Look for the UFO. Dude.
Line.
She's just like, who are those people?
Oh, man, I forgot I was black.
What is this?
That CG, though.
Is that
though.
Her sister?
Oh, that's fine. That's what her sister always looks like.
There's the mom.
Okay, so her memories are gone. So why? Okay, that was her memory.
She had a bottle of ink spilled on her.
Well, I thought that she was seeing her mother. 3 days.
Just the two of us. Just.
Ah, same.
Seth?
Line. Line. She forgot how to cry.
But all of the memory.
Uh-oh.
No.
Wait, what? Oh.
It was a hallucinogen. Hallucination.
Well, medically speaking, you're not.
Why can't she go talk to these people and get the memories back?
She didn't go to college.
Well, they had to spend it on funeral expenses instead. Wow, that was a smart move.
Sometimes sacrifice looks like insurance fraud.
Yeah, sometimes being a good dad.
Line.
Man, this just...
I'm glad that since she got out of the house, the first thing she did was match her nail color to her shirt.
And then call her mom to have her mom say, I'm glad your dad committed suicide for us.
Does her mom not live there?
Well, she doesn't want to live in the creepy house where her husband died. Just let the daughter have that one.
Where is the mom?
She's underwater.
Well, I mean, I would imagine that's where she would live, right?
So her dad committed suicide so they could have money.
For the kids.
Kid.
Oh, well.
So really, the whole show is just like It's a Wonderful Life.
But if he had actually jumped, instead of just getting the money for their friends.
Oh, he did actually jump.
Did he?
Yeah, the whole end of that movie is a hallucination.
Don't make me rethink that movie while we're watching this.
Michael's just like, don't turn that happy movie into something so sad.
Uh-oh.
But what could it be? Can you... If I was coming out of this very scary experience, I don't think that, one, I would be alone for a while, or two, would go investigate noises on my own.
I can't decide if she's 16 or 25.
She's 30.
I think the casting director couldn't decide that either.
Don't look in the pool shed. There could be a bug net.
I'm going to get miffed if I get scared by a jump scare.
Carlton's going to be in there dancing. No, it's just a horse. Who put this horse here?
She's going to be so surprised when she sees me.
I have to use the bathroom so bad.
Look at that. There's a head stain. He must have been forward. Nice kicks.
These artsy shots, dude.
That's because you don't memorize your lines.
Now my dad's a criminal.
Is she talking about the burden of the show?
She said, this is a mark on my career that I can never get rid of.
Maybe if I could somehow just lose my memory of this show.
I know what you did last summer.
Just look at the emotion on her face.
The previous credit for that girl was the Saddle Club TV show. Just backed up, man.
Just backing up, backing up, backing up.
And then I went to college.
Sometimes
like a bad
when my friend really needs me, I'm just like, dude, you were a burden.
I was pretty sure you wouldn't have enough money to go to college, and I needed to go to college. So,
your mom is in that medical weed.
She's like, I treated our friendship like the opposite of lean on me.
It's a lean on me.
You're so warm.
There's so much silence. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, that was a good nap.
Line. Spoon me.
Is this where we... Yep, toenails match as well. There we go.
Tickle my feet.
What? Oh no.
He has to really go to the bathroom.
He's so freaking hungry.
I'm just gonna go
Can
right
he
in the pool.
Eat the memories of anybody?
You know, I don't think so.
The rules of the universe have never been firmly established.
Well, they're still building. Well, see, we're only episode 5.
Well, you want to see Mac, if he never established the rules, then it's pretty hard to break them, you know? They're like, we don't want to do this whole plot hole thing, so we're just not really going to have a plot that makes sense at all, because then there can't be holes. Right?
Right.
I love you too.
But does she remember what love is?
What's love got to do with it?
Oh, there's going to be a kid following him. Oh.
There's going to be a really slow, bald man following him.
He's the Michael Myers of the show.
Who will somehow catch him.
I mean the Mike Myers of the show. Hey, baby.
So I know I lost, like, all of my memories, and you only lost, like, one of yours, but hey, I'm going to take care of you because you're white.
I am... Oh, I might be remembering something from later in the show. Nice speakers. Is that my egg?
I knew I left that somewhere.
Now we're going to find out what it really is.
Where's just that good ball? So she's thinking.
How many egg cartons are in the fridge?
There are 4 egg cartons.
Well played.
Wait, did we leave the door open?
The door is open. I don't know.
She must have sensed the door is open.
Why is she going so slowly to the open door?
And he just runs into Locke's route. Got her.
I don't really remember how doors work anymore.
Dang it, the first memory they took was doors.
Click? There's no music.
I knew I shouldn't have bought one of those Amazon doorbells.
Music. Dang it, I knew it. Frick.
I wasn't expecting Seth, though.
And for some reason...
He's just in the bathroom.
For some reason... For some reason, rather than being in there with the sleeping person who I'm trying to protect, I'm out here saving you.
Why?
In the synopsis, they're going to describe his hand as creepy.
Creepy. Yeah.
It looks broken.
His demeanor is creepy.
Is he just holding himself back?
And that's why he needs the raincoat, so that his clothing could be creepy as well.
And he's creepily looking at her.
Listen to these breaths.
You always leave the light on.
Okay, but I mean, the first scary thing...
It shouldn't
thing,
work out here,
let's
right?
Let's count her eyebrows.
Like, he shouldn't be able to take memories.
Why not? Oh, not the puppy. You freaking monster. Did that dog get bigger? Oh, that's just wrong.
Wait, is the dog going to be naked?
I think it is naked.
Also, that's very clearly not a dog.
How do you know? Have you ever seen a dog?
Yes.
Well, when she was a kid, her dog was actually made out of a chicken.
That was
nice rotisserie.
That was skinned and, yeah.
And stuffed with caviar.
Do you make out with your food?
Well, this one also is impervious to stabbing, so I don't know what their game plan is.
Candlestick.
Oh, they
in
need,
the living room.
They need bludgeoning damage.
Hey, double if, candlestick. If Colonel Mustard can kill somebody with a candle, I don't see why the two of them can't.
I probably would have tried wrench. Maybe in the dining or the hall.
You go with what you got.
Odds of success here?
Zero.
87%.
Can we all agree that he's for sure Professor Plum?
Props for the... There was a gash on his head.
Okay. I won't do anything, but I can't help myself.
But I mean... So there's a good chance that I do. I do something.
Well, this is perfect. He's going to get together with Jules' mom. They're both addicts. They'll be fine.
He'll steal all her memories and he'll give her cocaine.
They can go to meetings together.
It's medicinal.
You mean, is that before or after you ripped that guy's throat out?
I think we're missing one important fact.
I would say...
He's not real.
Also, after I hit the guy with the candlestick, I think I would then go find a better weapon than a candlestick.
Yeah, you upgrade. You take that moment to upgrade.
Also, if he kept coming at me, I think I'd swing at him again.
He's not real.
He's dead.
We'll have to turn in the insurance money.
We'll lose the house. We don't have a basement.
Oh, that makes sense.
He's not real.
I'm your father. You will listen to me.
Kill him.
Stab him apart.
Oh, frick.
Why does this make sense to her?
Well, she also thought sending him to the basement was a good idea.
Cut my life into pieces.
No poppers. I'm really confused at this point. Why is this making sense to anybody?
Because he'll starve if she kills herself. He can only eat her memories.
But she's not killing herself. She's cutting herself. There's a difference.
Well, it's her last resort.
Suffocation. No bleeding.
Look, after the 900th cut, eventually I might bleed to death. So.
So you better just go to the
basement.
She doesn't know where her veins are. She could have made a mistake. Look at that gash there. That's
She's good. Not a doctor, Mac. How is she supposed to know how veins or arteries work?
Also, he's built out of her memories, so he's going to believe what she thinks.
That's fair. Dang.
So he's like, oh no. Knock, knock.
Well, that's over. Who's hungry?
You guys think the infant ends?
You left last time I was in trouble with Dad.
Yeah. Hey, Jules, why didn't you go to college?
Go to college. That's what people do.
Sick burn. I mean, you can still go get a master's degree. And then next time I get in trouble, you can go get a PhD. Get a doctorate of being a terrible friend.
I think they give those at Purdue.
Who's there?
And while you're at college, why don't you turn a major in drama?
He's
or
not
acting?
In the basement like he said he would be.
I mean,
I said basement, not stairs.
If you're
buddy.
Behind the basement door, aren't you in the basement?
No. Basement is the next level down.
If you told your kid to go to the basement and he just stood at the top of the stairs, would you punish him?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Basement is.
And I would probably.
Dude, there's a freaking dead dog there still.
I would probably tape his hands.
Clean up the dead dog.
Just as a giant ball.
No, it's a pomegranate-shaped dog.
They're having a conversation with a puppy head behind them.
Well, I do think they've experienced weirder things at this point.
Why would him...
Can I say something real quick? She just said no to going back into the house after the person said that she should. And I think that's an intelligent decision she made. That I'm willing to bet she breaks. But...
It is impressive for her to have that much logic based on what we've seen so far.
For her to be like, no. However, I will say this. Her logic of, well, we can't kill him. He's my dad. That's bad logic.
He's not real. Did she make a noise without moving her throat?
No, it's the cushion squeaking.
Yeah, with knives and guns and stuff.
He's not real.
With a gun, we watched Dylan kill a lot of these things.
Have him eat your memories of him. Okay, you can have all my memories of you.
He's not.
It's not. No, it's not. We watched people do it.
I saw Saving Private Ryan. It's really easy to kill people.
He lives.
Who does, Private or Ryan?
Ryan's privates live.
She's going to smother him?
Is that the first choice of weapon? Okay, first choice weapon.
Oh, is it the stuff he's addicted to?
She's going
to
kill him with
to?
Allergy medicine.
Hey, Dad, why don't you take these?
I kept my dad's murder weapon in my sock drawer.
That's so the insurance investigators don't find it. If they count the pills, we'll lose the house.
And I can't go to college.
Well, just in case she ever needed them, she kept them.
But also, I'm a good friend, so I'm not going to college.
And after like 10 years, would they even be any good?
I don't really know how medicine works. I'm not a doctor. I know about as much as Margo does.
That's right. No, you don't.
Yeah, and I bet she has her point of view and other people have theirs. That's how it works.
Your mom's absent-minded when she's on weed. Why didn't they starve to death?
Michael, shut up.
My bad. Sorry.
The house is DMing her. Sliding those DMs.
Hey, babe. You like eggs?
She sure definitely, didn't that was say that. Overdubbed. She didn't say that.
That was 100% overdubbed.
She did forget the line, Mac.
It was you might have to beep this out, but is that the house's version of a penis pic?
The egg?
Yeah. The way she just get on the phone.
Yeah.
House is like, come back to me.
This egg is like a dong. This egg is long and strong and down to get the friction out. Ooh, he's blue now. Dabba-dee. There you go. We're better at this joke now. The second time we use it.
It's his body.
Well, I wonder if this version of the basement has the hole to nowhere.
I don't know. I was just wondering the same thing.
I think it was a garage. This was the basement where he ate the mom, though. Well, the fake one was. So she's crying because she doesn't want to help kill the fake dad.
She's jonesing.
Oh.
This is acting right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, scene. Somebody just told her dad died in real life, and so they just went with it.
They're like, guys, she's showing emotion, get the cameras rolling.
Hurry up, get the cameras rolling.
Hurry. She's trying.
I am so confused at what is happening right now. What? Okay, that guy's looking at a very old computer.
Yeah, I want to see him use the keyboard with his hands taped together.
Why did they
take... I want a fun scene where he's trying to figure out how to do that would be good.
HP Pavilion MX-70.
They taped his hands together so he can't do his Vulcan mind meld.
Oh, she forgot sunlight. And how streets and sidewalks
work. I think she might be going back to her egg. So that explains one of the characters and what they're doing.
Okay, but here's the thing. It doesn't explain why the heck she would go back to her egg.
Because she got that DM from the egg.
Oh, yeah.
She really likes eggs.
Uh-huh. What is she looking for? Oh, she thought Jules was outside still?
Even though she told her to go?
Oh, she's at freaking college.
Your mom goes to college?
No, just his other pills.
So, if your dad...
No, I thought he looked a little low on vitamin C, so...
If you a fake monster version of your dad were in your basement... Would you be able to kill him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's somewhere I'm feeling. I don't feel like it'd be that hard.
But if I had to kill him, I would for sure trick him into committing suicide again with the allergy medicine that he already killed himself with.
I'm going to guess she puts it in the puppy head.
Yeah, it's like when you have to give your dog a pill or something. You slide it in the banana.
You feed your dogs bananas?
No, he'll just... Whitaker will eat anything that's human food. And a banana is easy to put a pill in.
He's not real.
You're not killing us.
Isn't there an episode of the show called This Isn't Real?
No, that's what they all marked in their arms, though.
Yeah, you would know better.
I thought we already saw it.
Hmm?
I'm pretty sure we've seen an episode of this show called This Isn't Real.
No, but
strangely enough, I have no memory of that episode.
The characters.
Why does he look so confused?
Because he remembered having a non-CRT monitor.
He's like, I thought I switched to 16:9.
I distinctly remember not having anything down here.
Man, I die and nobody upgrades the computer software.
Also, it doesn't appear that there's a lock on that door. So they told him to go to the basement.
So we've come with terms. You eat the rest of the dog, we'll let you go.
Dude, he's got such a creepy look right now. This might be the scariest thing I've seen.
He looks like a goober. Hold on, I have a question for you.
Yo.
Is there any reason to believe that ghost emo monster version of dad would be allergic to the same allergy medication?
Only if she remembers him being allergic to it.
Right.
She tied his hands with RCA cables.
Well, I hope she didn't buy them from Best Buy. They're way more expensive there.
I'm really glad they showed us that shot.
ASMR vibes.
So that shot was inspired by Peter Jackson from Lord of the Rings.
He probably guest directed that scene.
Does he remember? Don't eat. Oh, what the crap?
Is she going to eat?
I don't know.
Is this like a Passover meal?
Don't eat your memories.
Don't eat your puppy dog memories.
Well, maybe she'll get it back.
Does he know it just by eating it?
He looks like how I look after I eat barbecue.
RCA cables and all.
Yeah, or a bowl of chili.
They have to use the RCA cables so he doesn't need anybody else. Or any more than he's supposed to.
Is this working? I don't understand why this is working. If he's just like an aberration, did the house like genetically clone him? Is he a clone?
Wouldn't it have been less painful to just stab him?
I lied to you. Also,
we already established this. He only said that because that's what he wanted you to hear.
Also, why doesn't he just start trying to vomit or something?
Yeah, he doesn't remember how. He hasn't eaten that yet.
He hasn't eaten the vomit memory.
Right. Seems like there's plenty of memories like that she actually could have fed him.
So, at this point, would it not just be more merciful to stab him while he's on the ground?
Well, not only that, but he's a good guy to keep around because you can go out and party and go, you know what? I really don't want to remember last night. You can have that one.
Yeah, or I wouldn't mind forgetting every time I vomited. Not remembering what vomit tastes like would be great.
Want to do it again? Hey, let's see what happens when she sees people she is supposed to know.
Oh, is she going back home? I thought she was headed for the house.
I can't tell. She can't see them?
I don't know.
Oh, she's still. Okay, she's There's... still. I was so freaking confused.
And you've seen this 3 times.
If this show would do a good job of telling us anything, maybe it would be better.
This is my second.
Well, they don't want to spoon feed you, Marcus.
Oh yeah, good.
They
point.
Want you to have to rip the show open, dig out the little,
dig out the caviar, and munch down on it.
Dig out the pomegranate seeds.
So, do we just leave him here now? I mean, can we collect insurance money twice?
Will he start stinking after a while? I mean, if he's not real, will he start stinking?
Well, they saw that one that was in the cornfield. Maybe they would know if it stunk or not.
Also, the JD person who was starved of memories was just getting a little flaky of the skin, but he could still walk around and react like a normal person. Well, normal person for this show. He was getting weak and breathing heavy and stuff.
Well, he's a much bigger guy.
But he wasn't peeling of the skin at all.
Hey.
Hey, Mom.
Sup?
Dad's dead. Again.
Well, sort of, Dad.
Check out my new boyfriend.
He just helped me kill Dad.
He has a butt chin. Here are the things I know about my boyfriend. He has a butt chin, and he apparently likes to live in a creepy house.
So,
Eddie hilarious if it was just some random dude.
Eddie, help me kill Dad.
Well, that's unexpected.
Stab him apart, dude. Go get your candlestick.
Oh, frick.
Well, I hated that.
Was that slushy? Strawberry slushy?
That's not Margo.
Wrong person.
He's going to kill the mom. Oh, Seth's a goner, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, those stairs hit harder than that grass.
Maybe you should run, Margo.
So did he just kill that guy?
There's no way they killed Butchin.
Because it doesn't even look like he did anything. It just looks like the guy slipped.
Come on, do it, man.
Why aren't you running?
Do it, man.
Because that's not how you play Marco Polo.
Do it. Come on, please. Just say it, please.
Kick him in the nards.
This is also weird. This was his Walking Dead. This was his Walking Dead audition. He sent this in.
Kick him in the nards. Fake Dad has nards.
What? He can just run. There's a door.
Just like the Velociraptor scene.
You've got to be faster than a blind person, right?
Just because he's blind doesn't mean he's slow.
That's a good point.
He's got to trip over the table, though.
Nope, she's going to make a noise.
Don't touch the squeaky board.
If only she practiced so she could sneak sandwiches at nighttime.
Go faster, Margo. Go in the pool. He won't be able to catch you, and his arms are tied.
And she can swim for forever. It's locked. Just go faster!
Yeah, I don't know why she doesn't bolt at this point.
Oh my word. Oh, come on.
Oh, man. I just wish she would have said her name.
So instead of being plot armor, it's plot stupidity?
Oh, yes. Heck, darn it.
Or plot slowness? Like
plot speed?
Her feet wouldn't work because the plot needed them to not work.
It's like watching a ladder match in wrestling.
Okay, so I've been punched in the nose before.
And it doesn't bleed
out,
like that?
I was never out for like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, because I got punched in the nose.
But have you ever fallen down the stairs?
Have you ever had your nose broken? Yet still be perfect.
But he didn't fall down the stairs.
He just hit his nose on the stair. Until he got the blood on top.
Hey, bud, why don't you try to, I don't know, do anything?
He's deciding whether or not he wants to join in.
He's making something.
Okay, that seems like the most ineffective way to do anything.
He's like, we're going to finish that game of Uncle that we started a day ago.
Ouch. She just, like, put his thumb into his skull?
I was trying to find a place to plug in that RCA cable. It's really hard to find adapters these days.
And people reviewed this well?
Yeah, dude. It's so good.
I told you, I watched that YouTube review.
You stop making fun of my favorite show.
Well, once you get to the 6th episode, then it all makes sense why it was so great.
It's going to have to be one heck of a 6th episode.
That's right.
You've well, the house comes out of the TV screen and then makes you forget what you saw.
The hobbits get to Mordor.
You've never seen a season finale like this.
That's why Michael wanted us to record commentary. That way we'll be able to actually remember what we thought of it later.
We're not going to drive her to the house this time.
She's still tied up. I'm pretty sure he's free. I don't know why they're still going with him.
Yeah, why don't they be like, hey, we'll get in the car and drive our car into you several times.
Is she under an obligation to keep her word to a fake guy?
Why don't they just kill him now?
She is a very moral person, so maybe.
Except when she's like the easiest girl in the show. Why don't they just kill her?
She's not the easiest girl in the show, because Jules did fall for a giant egg, I think.
I just don't know why
Hey, Margot, I cowered it out of talking to my parents, and I got back from college.
He's blind.
Like, you could kill him, you can take him to the cops and say he's your dad.
You could just handcuff him somewhere and he'll starve to death.
He faked his suicide for the insurance money, you know, get him arrested that way.
If you check that vomit blood, whose DNA is it?
Those are fake cops. They look totally fake.
Those are probably real cops. And they're here and they like came to the set.
I heard there's some animal abuse on the set.
I'm equally out of shape.
I mean, I think it is sort of remarkable. She was running and breathing hard and still pretty effectively looking pretty stoned.
No.
The house is gone.
Oh, where is my eggs now?
Dang it.
Shouldn't have put all your eggs in one basket.
How am I supposed to... You dummy.
Credits. Oh crap. Gotta stop the show. So we can record a show about the show.
Oh, we have a show about the show, and then we have a show about the show.
Thanks for listening to the podcast that we produce here at WackMatters.com. Just in case you didn't know, we have a lot of different shows running right now. There's Life's What You Rate It, where me and my brother Mark rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 that exists in the entire universe. Tune In, where Marcus and his friend Karsten talk about cartoons and their value for people of all ages. Of course, Whack Tracks, where me and a bunch of friends make commentary tracks for whatever shows or movies we might be into at the time. And our newest show on the network, The Music Matters, where my friend Trevor creates a discussion around all the matters relating to music. If you'd like to support the content we make here at WackMatters.com, please go to WackMatters.StoreMV.com and check out our merchandise section. We sell t-shirts right now, and there's more merchandise to come. Even if you don't want to buy a t-shirt, there is a donate button at WackMatters.com that you can use to support the content that we already make and to help fund creative ideas for the future. Additionally, this podcast is also brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial with Audible.com where you get to listen to a free audiobook of your choosing and can continue subscribing for an awesome audiobook content subscription. Remember, that's audibletrial.com/whackmatters. We love you all and hope you will continue checking out the content we make here at whackmatters.com. Have a great day.